Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm here with Reverend A, and we're going to continue our discussions of A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today, we're going to be discussing lesson 306. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath.
The gift of Christ is all I seek today. What but Christ's vision would I use today when it can offer me a day in which I see a world so like to heaven that an ancient memory returns to me? Today I can forget the world I made. Today I can go past all fear and be restored to love and holiness and peace. Today I am redeemed and born anew into a world of mercy and of care, of loving kindness and the place and peace of God.
And so, our Father, we return to you, remembering we never went away, remembering your holy gifts to us. In gratitude and thankfulness, we come with empty hands and open hearts and minds, asking but what you give. We cannot make an offering sufficient for your Son, but in your love, the gift of Christ is his. And so it is. So let's join together for a moment of silence again, briefly here. Let's take another good deep breath. So in this lesson, we're called to recognize that the corrected perception of the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, is the beginnings of seeing a new world. And we're still in a shared reality in this third dimensional experience, this world of separation. So we're still in a shared reality. And I understand that our reality is a combination of the consciousness of all of the sonship as it is. But we do certainly recognize that some of us, Jesus is a great example, experienced a different experience here when he became enlightened, a lucid dream, as we referred to it in many of our discussions here in the workbook lessons over the last few weeks and months. The gift of Christ is all I seek today, because the gift of Christ mind, the gift of the vision of Christ is this gift. In perfect safety, as Christ, in perfect safety, I release all tension. It's also the release of fear. It's said in A Course in Miracles that all healing is the removal of fear. And so as we heal the idea of the separated self, and we begin to meld, we begin to join in relationship with our higher self, we must, of course, raise our consciousness, but that's what A Course in Miracles does. Through this workbook lessons that we've gone through this year, through the reading of the text, through the practice of the holy instant, through the exercise of humility in our relationship with our brothers and sisters here, and certainly the compassion that we express through the act of forgiveness, we raise our consciousness. And as we raise our consciousness, we become more and more connected to and informed by the Christ mind, the higher self. Almost like when we're waking up from the dream at night, the sleeping self begins to lose its dominance in our awareness, and we begin to realize that we were just dreaming of something that wasn't quite as real as it appeared to be. The gift of Christ is all I seek today.
Thank you so much for sharing that. The gift of Christ is all I seek today. What resonates and comes through for me in this moment is the idea of seeking in having the goal at the beginning and giving the full attention and appreciation to seeking only one thing, which reminds me of scripturally, biblically, you know, if my eye is single, my whole body shall be filled with light. If my eye is single, if my seeking is single, my whole body shall be filled with light. And the body as being, sure, you can think of it as a physical body, but I think of it as an emotional body, a mental body, a physical body, an ethereal body, vibrational body, and bliss body shall all be filled with light. If my eye is single, if I am only seeking one thing. And so in a world where, and Brother T's given the illustration of the spinning of the plates, you know, where we're spinning all different kinds of plates, unless my eye is single, you know, I can spin all I want and I can toil all I want, but am I at peace? Or would I rather be restored to love and holiness and this peace by keeping my eye single? My whole body shall be filled with light. I also think of the admonition that the ego is all about, seek but do not find. And I can share from my own experience that whenever I seek something other than the gift of Christ, something other than God, something other than this awakening and this Christ consciousness, when I'm seeking other things, I just go on seeking. It's like I'm not found and I'm not at peace then. And so, you know, we've been having this conversation as we do this ministry, as we do videos, as we do things. Let us be sure that all of our doing is aligned with how we are being guided and led. And that when that becomes our offering, when that becomes our single-pointed focus, then there is no efforting. There is no transaction. It is all already simply aligned and done. And we become in the flow. And in that flow, we have an ancient remembrance that I am as God created me. That I am as God created me. That my doing doesn't make me better or worse than God created. It can't touch what God created. And that we can rest in that holiness and that peacefulness and in that love. That, and that trust, if you will, that all shall be given, you know, that there's, you know, keep thy eye single and upon the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall be added. All else shall be added. All needs that might be required in this experience shall be added when I keep my eye single and focused upon the kingdom of heaven or upon the gifts of Christ. And so I just breathe for a second, because there's one more thing I just want to share. The expectancy of the gifts of Christ. So you shared with me, Brother T shared with me recently, it was my birthday, and that he had gotten me a gift, and he kept looking out the front door because the gift hadn't arrived and my birthday passed. And I think you might have felt, you know, kind of bad about that, but, you know, he was shared with me that he had gotten me a gift. And the minute he told me he got me a gift, I wanted to guess what it was. And they said, you know, if I guess, will you tell me? I've got this thing with wanting to know what the gifts are. You know, and like needing to know what they are, like specifically. And I guessed and I guessed and I guessed. And I was wrong every single time, right? Did I ever get it? I didn't. Yeah. I didn't, which was good. But, you know, having that expectancy while still having an allowance, while having a trust that I'm on a need to know basis, and I just know that the gifts will be sufficient unto the day. You know, the gifts of Christ are sufficient unto this day. And just trust in that and walk forth in that, being thankful and grateful that the gift is already given. and being willing to accept and receive it. So I love this lesson. Thanks for letting me share.
Absolutely. So again, like we did yesterday, I'd just like to read the prayer of lesson 306. And so, our Father, we return to you, remembering we never went away. Mm. Remembering your holy gifts to us. In gratitude and thankfulness, we come with empty hands and open hearts and minds, asking but what you give. We cannot make an offering sufficient for your Son, but in your love, the gift of Christ is his. Mm. The gift of Christ is all I seek today. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for your sharing today. Mm. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us here in the best hour. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course. And we are committed to staying this course with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send into the heavens and in